fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on our second hour on Friday, the 18th of March. The proper tip today is to, you might want to consider looking into developing a second stream of income, selling your dust collectors on Facebook Marketplace or eBay. Maybe becoming an Amsoil dealer like I am, or a doTERRA dealer. There's lots of things that are possible. Not everything is for everybody, obviously, but look into what the possibilities are and go ahead and move forward with them. That's your prepper tip of the day. And we do have patient waiting in the green room. My friend, Dr. Pete Urokos. Dr. Urokos is a chiropractic physician living and working in Metro Chicago, and we'll be talking about health-related matters. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Wonderful, sir. You're up there in Metro Chicago, and has spring arrived in Metro Chicago?
Yesterday was 70. However, we're going back in the 40s, I believe, this week. So
forties for daytime highs.
Yeah.
Oh well. You're welcome to it. Well, we're past that down here in South Central Missouri, thank goodness. We continue to learn more about the clot shot and the make believe pandemic, which there was no pandemic. I get a newsletter from the travel industry, and they're loosening up some of the travel restrictions, but they're like France, for example. Americans can now fly to France without a vaccine, but they still have to take a COVID test when they get there. So this is far from being over, isn't it, sir?
Well, I believe that, but it's quite interesting how everything that's gone on lately, over in Ukraine and whatnot, has taken over the media, and it's almost like COVID is on its way out, it seems like.
Right. Well, in terms of headlines, that's very true.
Right.
In terms of day-to-day life, I still see people in public places wearing masks. I was at a couple of retail places yesterday. I saw a number of men and women wearing masks, all covered up. My belief is that the majority of people wearing masks have volunteered for the COVID clot shot. What's your belief, sir?
Oh, I would say so. I mean, there's no way to tell unless you go up and ask them, but I think that if they're still wearing it, then yeah, they probably signed up for that shot.
Which tells me they don't believe the effectiveness of the shot themselves, or they wouldn't be wearing the mask. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah. I think people are so afraid of that kind of thing that they're still doing everything that has been recommended previously, you know, wearing the mask, getting the shot.
Right.
Well, distancing, whatnot. Well, I still see people driving in their cars by themselves wearing masks, or walking on the sidewalk by themselves wearing a mask, riding bikes. There's a trail right by my office that people run on and ride bikes, and I see people on their bikes with a mask on. It's
incredible.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Now, before we go much further, if you happen to live near Metro Chicago and you'd like to become a patient of Dr. Yerokos, just give him a call. What's that office telephone number, doctor?
It's 815-526-3279.
3279. You've got a young practice up there, just getting started in your professional life, and Dr. Yerokos can take good care of you, ladies and gentlemen. We got our first caller here, Doctor. We've got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. How are you? It's always good to hear you on here.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed St. Patty's Day yesterday.
I had some corned beef and cabbage. It was really good.
Great, great. I had a little corned beef sandwich myself. I'm calling. Is that music I hear already? Oh, okay.
No,
I'm calling in. I'm calling in because I heard yesterday, I can't remember where it was, but I believe it might have been on Mike Rivero's show or something, but I heard that Russia is also, you were talking about those documents that showed that they were testing, you know, on the Slavic people over there. And I heard also that they found evidence now, they believed it, that we were also experimenting on COVID-19 over there, trying to either create it or weaponize it or something. So the whole China narrative may fall apart. I don't know. You know, we may be the ones behind the COVID, the whole thing. You know, I can't say. I'm not an expert on these subjects, but it looks like they were doing experiments over there on it.
And where's that evidence? Is that part of the evidence provided by Moscow?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. That doesn't change. The narrative was that the experiments began in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and they moved to Wuhan. But they could have also moved to Ukraine also. There's no reason why not.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to say about those biolabs, too, is I hear a lot of people saying, oh, these were biolabs were there when from the old Soviet Union days, and we just bought them or something like that. But that's not necessarily true. I don't know if you remember back, but when I was talking about the labs, I had evidence on them, and I did. I was able to track down, I think it was 7 of them, and I saw the dates on there when we donated the money and had them built, and they were none of them more than 14 years old.
Okay.
On those 7. Okay, so don't buy into that propaganda. All right, well, Doctor, I don't have any questions for you, but I'd love to listen to what you have to say, especially. So thank you very much.
Okay.
No,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Call, Charlie. Doctor, we're at a point now, the clot shots have been available now for about 15 months or so. Have you had any patients that have got a clot shot and now regret it and will refuse to get a booster? Has that come up in your practice?
That's funny you mentioned that. I was actually thinking about that this morning. One in particular, and when they came in, they were describing, you know, their chief complaints and everything, and, you know, I do a review of systems, so, you know, is there anything else going on that may not be related? So, and they said heavy flow with their menstrual cycle, that's not normal for them. And right. So I asked, have you been vaccinated? Yes. And they received a booster, but then were reluctant to go any further than that. So I have found that, you know, in speaking with people, that there is this vaxxer remorse almost. So I definitely think that's a thing. But I don't usually have them outright say it, but you can tell.
This woman
especially,
made the connection.
Know, when people try to really justify the reasons why they got it, and, you know, to each their own. But you can just tell whenever you're speaking with somebody.
The woman with the excessive bleeding in her menstrual cycle, did she make the connection between the clot shot and this going on with her?
Again, she didn't outright say it, but I think that she did, especially after I asked about it. It was almost like there was a little pause, you know, like, oh, maybe this is why I'm having these issues now.
You didn't tell her that's an expected side direct effect of the clot shot. You let her figure it out on her own then.
Oh, no, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I said that, you know, this is a fairly common thing that people are experiencing post-shot.
Right.
And they came in recently and described a nosebleed that they had as well that never happened. So, again, you know, after they said that, in my head, I'm like, well, probably. I mean, there's many reasons why one can get a nosebleed. But
right.
With that person in particular, you know, my mind went straight to the shot.
And did you confirm that with the person?
Not that one, no.
Oh, okay. All right. The effects of the clot shot and the people dying and being disabled will continue for many years into the future. You probably have patients that have, at this point, got maybe their third and even fourth booster. Do you have any patients like that?
Actually, no. Usually it's the initial shot and then maybe one booster.
And then
yeah.
Okay.
Which is good. I mean, hey, that's the best next step, right? Just avoiding
it is, absolutely.
Further shots. That's all you can do, really.
It is. Yeah. Well, typically the men and women who seek out the help of a chiropractor are looking for something other than allopathic medicine.
So you're
dealing with a pool of people that are already looking for an alternative, and so that's going to dramatically change the kind of people that walk in the door, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's springtime. What health related issues do you expect to see in the spring that pop up as a consequence of it being spring?
I've been seeing some allergy issues, things like that. That's what I'll expect, you know, congestion, headaches, things like that, which have come in. It's been it's been more, oh my gosh, what's the word I'm looking for? More common lately.
Right, right. Well, when I was in my mid-20s, 25, 26, I had hay fever every spring. I looked like I'd been in a chemical warfare attack. My nose and eyes were so disturbed by the allergies. And my buddy said, John, go to my chiropractor. He could fix that. So I did. I had one treatment and some minor dietary changes, and I haven't had hay fever since, and that's been half a century ago. So, yeah.
I do awesome. Recommend people to, and I think I spoke about this before, do some sort of allergy testing. So I like checkmybodyhealth.com. It's very reasonably priced, you know, less than $100, and it's a hair follicle test. So you purchase it on the website, they send you a confirmation code, and what you do is you pull out some hair, you put it in a Ziploc bag, write the number on the bag, and mail it into them, and they do the test. My test in particular came back, it was 50 pages long, so it went into environmental, heavy metals, foods, different things like that. It says, it doesn't say allergy, but it says what you're intolerant to. So, and it gives you different levels. You know, you're very intolerant to this, medium, you know, those different categories for all those different things that we'll come in contact with.
What was the name of the outfit again?
I'm sorry?
The name of the company again?
Checkmybodyhealth.com.
Checkmybodyhealth.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that one. Very thorough. And like I said, it's inexpensive. So just to have a great idea of things that you may want to avoid, you know, even just foods that maybe you want to avoid. And it was interesting whenever I got mine back that the foods that I was very intolerant to, I didn't like to eat really anyway, so it was almost like my body telling me, like, that's not something good that you should ingest, so, you know, don't even try it.
Right, right. Well, that's good information. That's great information. Do you still have people, any patients that come in wearing a mask into your office?
No, well, there's one older gentleman accompanying his wife, and he wears one all the time, sometimes double masking.
Really?
And, yeah. But other than that, no. And I have never worn one in here. So, you know, people will come in, new ones, previously before the mask mandate was lifted. They would come in wearing one and see that I was not, and then ask me, like, oh, can I take this thing off? And, yeah, absolutely. Please do. Breathe in the air.
Exactly. So it sounds like these people were delightfully surprised that there was no mask mandate in the Dr. Uroko's office.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. You're
starving your body of oxygen that's needed, you know, plain and simple.
Do you do physicals for high school athletes?
I don't.
Okay.
But, I mean, that would be great. I do have a friend who does that for a wrestling team out in Missouri, or at least he used to. I'm not sure if he's still doing it anymore, but...
Well, I understand they're now doing electrocardiograms because so many of these youngsters got clot shots. And
yeah.
How about that? We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets!
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. The spring sale is in effect until next Tuesday. $50 off each rocket heater at my website at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Buzzing with Dr. Pete Urokos. Doctor, your office telephone number is 815-526-3279. And what's your website, sir?
RisingPhoenixHealth.com.
RisingPhoenixHealth.com. Excellent. And our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for the doctor. I was fine in the morning yesterday. Okay, and then in the evening, you know those glands that run under your neck? You know, right along the edge of your jaw? There's glands.
Yeah, your lymph nodes?
Well, like, even this morning they're swollen, you know. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. How did I go from not having it for months, then I've got these? And I thought, could I have eaten something to cause that?
I mean, it could be that. It could be, you know, like we were talking about, some sort of allergy or intolerance to something, you know, has caused some inflammation in there.
There's a technique that I do.
I'm sorry?
How do you get them to go down?
Well, it's going to take some time for your body to kind of flush that lymph through there. There's a technique that I do. It's flushing the lymph. I'm sorry. So I'm just kind of rubbing those areas down towards like the heart area. So it helps to get the lymph flowing, because with motion of the body is how the lymph is going to move throughout the body.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you've ever, the only thing I ate different, I haven't had it for months, was I ate some beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if there was something in that beef jerky seasoning or something that set me off, because I ate it about four, you know, like a snack or something. And then, oh my gosh, then all my glands swelled. I thought, what? You're talking about food.
Yeah, it could be. It could even be some sort of preservative that's in there. I'm not sure. Did you make the beef jerky or did you buy it from the store?
No, I got that one everybody gets, but that brand, I can't remember. But I haven't had it in a long
Jack
time.
Jack Link's?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just wondering, because you're mentioning food allergies and stuff, but I thought maybe that was it.
Yeah, it's very possible, and that's what I would look into initially. You can read the back of the label and find out what's in it. And I would recommend to you what I spoke about a little bit earlier, doing the hair follicle test. And whenever it comes back, you know, keep that label from the package and, you know, compare the two.
Oh, okay. All right. Because, yeah, I don't usually eat that. I just had a weird craving for, but so anyway, I just want, yeah, thank you so much. But if I rub my glands towards my heart, it'll help them get well. They don't hurt.
Yeah, it's okay.
There's no pain there or anything.
I'm sorry?
There's no pain in them. They're just swollen.
Okay. Yeah, I would just kind of do that lymph flushing motion. So just kind of rubbing them, not hard or anything, but just rubbing them, do a little bit of a massage in there towards, down towards the heart.
Okay, well, I'll try that and see what happens in a few days.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. We got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily. Well, Doctor, getting back to the high school athlete physicals, because so many of these youngsters have got the clot shot, these doctors are concerned that there could be heart issues, and they're doing something that they've really never done very much before, requiring electrocardiograms for high school athletes before they'll give them the green light for their physicals to be a high school athlete. That's a massive sea change in what's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you want to wait till after the break?
Well, after the break, we'll discuss that. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. You can spend many hours at my website. We got some interesting free downloads, reference books that I think you may find to be pretty handy. And, of course, my friend Steve O'Neill, he is a nuclear scientist. Yeah, he's the real deal, a nuclear scientist. He's writing an article every day or two. Scroll down the left side, right underneath the ReadyPure water filter panel. You'll see his articles that he started writing beginning last month. I always look forward to reading Steve's articles. Real estate listings in my county. We have a lady coming from Texas next week. We'll be looking at some properties here in Crawford County and next door in Phelps County. And, of course, the Rocket Heaters have a spring sale going on right now until next Tuesday. $50 off the Rocket Heaters. If you want to have that savings, you need to get your order in before the end of the day, Tuesday the 22nd. Last but not least, the Energy Cleaners. I'm getting a fresh shipment from Tom, I believe, Tuesday, and we'll get the back orders caught up again and take new orders to help people get their lives back, get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Check out the micro plush throws. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. We have Dr. Pete Yerokos with us. His office phone number, you'd like to become a patient of his up there in Metro Chicago, 815-526-3279. His website is risingphoenix.com, right, Doctor? Risingphoenix.com?
Rising Phoenix Health.
Health. Risingphoenixhealth.com. We'll get that right. Before the break, we're talking about the new protocols for high school athletes getting their physicals. These doctors, they don't want to have a basketball player, football player, softball player, cross-country athlete, track athlete dropping dead because they failed to do a electrocardiogram because the child got the clot shot. What are we doing to ourselves, doctor?
Well, unfortunately, it's had to go that way because people are getting this shot, which does cause myocarditis. I mean, I think it's a good thing that they've started doing that, because it's a start to tell whether or not, you know, the heart has been affected by something. So, you know, you have the myocarditis, inflammation of the heart.
I'm going to make myself the 18-year-old high school track athlete, and you're going to be my doctor. Doctor, I need my physical. Can you help me with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, okay. Now I'm here, and I understand that I need to take an electrocardiogram. What's that, and why do I need to do that, doctor?
Because we need to check on your heart health. Have you been vaccinated lately or at all?
Really, doctor? I thought that vaccination was a good thing to help me be healthier. Are you telling me it's not?
Well, there are side effects to vaccinations, and we need to rule out any issues that you might have or any of the side effects that you may have from getting the shot.
Doctor, you're telling me
that you can play, and it's all for your health. Your safety.
You're telling me my parents lied to me and the doctor gave me the COVID vaccination, lied to me, telling me that there was no danger? Did they lie to me, doctor?
Well, like I said, you know, there are side effects to it, and it's important that we rule out any complicating issues that you may have.
You're being so polite, doctor.
I try to maintain great bedside manner.
Yeah, you're being so polite. They teach you in school not to scare the hell out of your patients, probably. We have a caller and holder, Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Doc. Good morning, guys. Hey, Doc. I was curious about something on that checkmybodyhealth.com website. Could you elaborate a little bit more on what they send you back? You said they will send stuff saying you might have this, your body might not tolerate this, but surely there's more than that. I mean, obviously you said 50 pages. So could you elaborate just a little more, please?
Yeah, so they email you the results, and like I said, it's not just food, it's environmental, so as well as heavy metals. It covers a wide array of things, so that's where and it gives you information on all of them, so that's where the whole 50 pages comes from. And there's charts on there and things like that, at least in mine. And I did this years ago for myself. I'm not sure if they've changed their reporting, but mine had charts on there and the different, like I said, the different levels of intolerance. And it just so happened that, you know, I had a big list of things that I was very intolerant to, moderately intolerant to. So that's where all the paperwork came in.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Well, sort of, yeah. I mean, obviously you can't go into all of it, but my wife has got some issues, and the doctors around here have taken blood tests and one thing after another, and they cannot seem to put their finger on anything specifically. And so anyway, I was just thinking that for under $100, if it's anywhere near that, that would be a good investment, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just for your own knowledge,
I agree. Yeah, I agree. So also, it's interesting that you mentioned all these side effects and that you're asking these young kids these things. And you're being very political, by the way, on your answers. I thought that was hilarious. You sound almost like a spokesperson for Biden, in a sense of trying to make up excuses for him. I'm just teasing. But I was curious about something. One of our people that we're close to, she is a PA, and he is a PhD. And of course, she works for the hospital up here, and she is very much, pro-vaccine. And we actually have another doctor in our group that is quite pro-vaccine as well. And the PA has got two daughters and a son, and both of the daughters got the clot shot that I'm like positive. I know one of them did for sure. Well, she came down with this rare disease that I can't remember the name. It's a really strange name, but my wife was looking up online. I mean, this thing eventually kills you. Your muscles contract and you get where you can't eat and different things, and you eventually die from it. It's a horrible prognosis. And come to find out, my wife was looking online, and that's one of the side effects of this thing, of this clot shot. But that's just, the people don't realize, they don't tell you that. You know, they didn't give anybody the side effects of this when they give it to them, you know. But anyway, I just want to, hopefully, I don't know, they're coming out now. I guess they're, Moderna and Pfizer both are trying to come out with another vaccine for people over 65. It's like they're really trying to get rid of the old people bad.
We know
they're
so.
They're pushing it.
Know so.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of us. Yeah.
I agree, John. All right.
Okay.
That's all I had. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Kyle. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor. Doctor, I'm going to change up
a little
bit. Good morning again. When I think of a chiropractor, I think of skeletal alignment and whatnot. I'm wondering if when you were going to school, if they ever mentioned a region of biology called magnetobiology. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Okay, well, it's worth looking into, but the book is like $500, and you have to buy it from overseas, naturally. The question I have for you is, what do you think the effects of RF radiation on the human body is? And I'll kind of draw an analogy. Originally, it was the advent of electricity, which puts off an RF field, and then maybe radio, AM radio, and then radar. And here we are living in a Wi-Fi cesspool. I was wondering if you ever looked and tied different diseases and different outbreaks every time a new technology emerged that contained RF radiation. What your thoughts might be on that. I know it's not chiropractic, but I still would be interested in your opinion.
Honestly, I've never looked into that.
That would be, John, that would be a better question for Dr. Huff. I know Dr. Huff has looked into this extensively, but Dr. Yurokos has not. Anything else, John?
Well, just as a kind of an aside to it, we know that the incidence of tinnitus has increased mainly since Wi-Fi came into being. It'd be interesting to look into magnetobiology. And then
okay.
Look into the occurrence of worldwide worldwide sicknesses every time a new technology emerged. Anyone that's interested, it's very interesting.
Okay. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. Your call number is 512-248-8252. There's always something new to learn, isn't there, Doctor?
Absolutely.
Well, our mutual friend, Dr.
Huff. I love learning new things.
Right. I know our mutual friend, Dr. Huff, is looking through this extensively. We may address this next week when he's on. I try to alternate you guys every other Friday.
He and I practice a little bit differently. Honestly, Dr. Huff is one of the smartest people I know. So, love the guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's brilliant. There's no doubt about that. And he's become my main practitioner, and I'm glad I found him. Well, you're right. Near the beginning of the show, you mentioned that the Ukraine situation has pushed the COVID to the side, at least in terms of mainstream media. That seems to be the case. And I don't know if Fauci is still absent, but apparently he stopped making all the multiple public appearances that he had been doing. Looks like we got another caller on hold here, Doctor. We got Catherine and Meng. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Doctor. I always enjoy listening to your show, and I wanted to just say I have used the magnetobiology-based equipment for years. I stumbled upon it accidentally, and I had a post-op flare reaction after a hand surgery that would have been prevented had I had access to this machine, you know, the equipment that this doctor in Irving, Texas used, Las Colinas. And anyway, it was called an Acuscope MyoPulse, and there's a great video on John Thorpe's YouTube channel, Acuscope Testimonials. It is stunning. Jack Nicholas is in it. You know, that's how Terry Bradshaw healed his torn shoulder. And I know one of the people that actually treated him because I grew up in Louisiana. And there's a wonderful man in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and he uses the equipment after acupuncture. He uses Pachi Pachi Japanese acupuncture, and then he follows it with the magnetobiology type-based medicine, the Russian Skinar, and the Acuscope MyoPulse. It's just an amazing thing, and I just thought to mention that to you. If you watch that 8-minute, 51-second video, Acuscope Testimonials, John Thorpe YouTube channel, that will be a stunning video just to give you an introduction. And you can easily find John Thorpe on, you know, the Internet. And in Louisiana, in Lake Charles, his name is CoReliefCenter.com. He's doing miracles there. He's got people flying in from Japan because he's combined the two modalities. And I just wanted to mention mm-hmm. that to you. And then I had one question, John, if you have time.
Please, go ahead, yes.
Okay. I had three periapical abscesses. And Dr. Levy, Thomas Levy, cardiologist attorney, wrote a book called Hidden Epidemic and how these things can cause, you know, breast cancer, cardiovascular problems. And he has an interview with Dr. Mercola that was scrubbed, of course, from YouTube. But you can still find the podcast of it, and it's called Hidden Epidemic, Dr. Thomas Levy, Dr. Mercola. And I just wanted to plant that seed because they talked about a highly reactive C-reactive protein and how a cone beam, which is not the same as the typical what most dentists have in their office, is the only thing that will show the periapical abscesses that can cause all these problems. And I just wanted to mention, you know, just to plant that seed as well, if you might want to listen to that podcast, if you're not familiar with that. And then do you have any ideas how to cure periapical abscesses, okay, other than extraction? Because right now, even the integrative dentists, the top ones are saying extraction is really the only option once you get to that point, because they just can't get in there. And even with ozone injections, they're not, you know, they don't really get better. Do you have any thoughts about that? Or
that's another one. I am not sure about that. I mean, you know, the abscess on
that's
the tooth,
okay.
I don't deal
that's
with
okay. Listen, I don't mean to. I'm not trying to trump your knowledge or anything like that. I'm just a very humble person. I just wanted to plant the seed, though, because you got some. Well, I got a lot of older listeners listening, and we've been through some things. And so, anyway, I just wanted mm-hmm. to plant those seeds because it's not common knowledge. Even in Boston, I've educated Harvard-educated physicians, and the humble ones will say, "Thank you. Give me something to look at over the weekend." And just one more thing, the Armour Thyroid, T4 and T3. T3 is a miracle drug, and I've been a type 1 diabetic since 1965. I shouldn't even be alive. My hands and feet turned hot pink when I changed with the euthyroid TSH on Levoxyl. We changed me to Armour Thyroid. Within 36 hours, I never had another fibromyalgic hot joint in my hand. My right hand was just going crazy with fibromyalgia, which is listed in Becker's Practices and Principles of Endocrinology under Hypothyroidism in Chapter 206, written by a rheumatologist at GWU. And they're the ones that came out with the tetracyclines being used to treat, you know, the anti-inflammatories, Dr. Thomas McPherson Brown. But Armour Thyroid with T3, Denver Naturopathic used to have a wonderful site on that.
Okay.
But, it's just
Catherine,
a good thing
here
to know as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. We got a break. We'll be back after the break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Dr. Pete Yerokos. His office telephone up there in Metro Chicago is 815-526-3279. His website, risingphoenixhealth.com. I say again, risingphoenixhealth.com. Well, Doctor, I need to repeat the statement of a medical doctor in the Capitol Rotunda a few weeks ago, who he gave testimony in Ron Johnson's subcommittee hearing, that he stated that more people will die this calendar year than any year in human history as a consequence of the clot shot. I think we can still see that being played out. What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, we're already seeing all kinds of issues becoming more prominent and in people who shouldn't really have them.
Well, it's what we're doing to ourselves is basically suicide. People committing suicide without intent, without their knowledge or foreknowledge. But that's, you know, when you do something that kills you, that is by definition suicide. You know, it's an unfortunate situation that we find ourselves in. But I still believe, as we come to the conclusion of this hour, that if people got the clot shot and they're not sick, maybe they won't get sick if they don't get boosters. So we still may save some lives by encouraging people to not get the boosters, couldn't we, sir?
Yes, sir. That's the best thing you can do.
Absolutely. Well,
if you've had it, avoid getting any more.
Well, a friend of mine, he's a retired nurse anesthesiologist. He got the clot shot. His wife did not. But he's not going to get the boosters, so maybe we'll save his life also. And that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is educate people, inform them so they won't get the boosters. At this point, everybody who wants the clot shot has got it. Now we're into the booster stage, aren't we, Doctor?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the word to the wise. Help people, get them educated. Point out to them the real science that's at my website. There's dozens of articles and videos by highly qualified scientists pointing out the dangers, especially Dr. Mike Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer. When you got the former vice president at Pfizer, formerly in charge of medical research there, saying don't get the clot shot, that's pretty strong evidence, isn't it, Doctor?
Yeah, I mean, you can't think of not many other people who are more credible than that.
No, hard to find. Well, Doctor, I want to thank you for being with us. We'll look forward to having you back in 2 weeks.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Pete Yerokas, my friend, we met at a training session along with Dr. Huff and three other doctors. It was quite a training session that we were all part of. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Brady and get an update on the rocket heaters. Stay tuned.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.